Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi feeling the heat from fellow Democrats who increasingly want her to move and get on with impeachment proceedings against the president.
So will she? Let's go to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington. What are those Democrats saying, Stephen, and how is Nancy Pelosi reacting?
Well, they're saying that the president is essentially forcing this matter by stonewalling their investigations. He's forcing them to open an impeachment inquiry so they can have greater legal authority to demand documents and testimony. Well, Nancy Pelosi is going to huddle with those Democrats and try to convince them today to stay the course, and that is to continue proceeding with the committee proceedings that they've been having and maybe even move to contempt citations in the House and have the fight out in court and not move to impeachment because she still believes that the American people don't want to see that.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer heading to the White House. When they're talking about infrastructure, at least, they're all smiles, aren't they?
Well, they were 3 weeks ago, Paul, when they came here and emerged from their meeting in the Oval Office to say that the president agreed to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure. Last night, the president put out a letter saying, we could talk about infrastructure projects, but you Democrats have to identify what your priorities are. And first, you have to pass the USMCA free trade agreement between the U.S., Canada and Mexico. Democrats had the expectation that they would come here 3 weeks after their initial agreement and the president would propose his ideas for how to come up with $2 trillion worth of funding. The president, in his letter, says it's on Democrats to propose ideas for how to deal with the coming insolvency of the Highway Trust Fund in 2020.
And you want to know what happens when they do work on the infrastructure? I'll tell you right now, moving some lanes around and cars sit and sit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.